You're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station.
Breakout Radio Church, now having church services daily at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Central Time. Now, here is Pastor Dale Gentry.
Good to have you here at Breakout Radio Church from our ministry center here in Austin, Texas. It's a breakout morning. And this is Breakout Radio Church. And some people say, why do you call it Breakout Radio Church? Well, the Holy Spirit gave me this scripture in 1996 from Micah chapter 2, verse 13. He said, the one who breaks open will come up before them. They will break out, pass through the gate and go out by it. Their king will pass before them with the Lord at their head. I know that your breakouts are pretty common today, but it was kind of an uncommon phrase in those days. But it's good to have you here, and want to welcome those of you that are joining us on bpnradio.com as well as TuneIn Radio. And, Jean, it's great to be back today.
It is.
Jean and I have just returned from 10 days of celebrating our 51st year of full-time ministry and 57 years of marriage. We just took time out. Just the two of us.
We did.
Turned our phones off.
It was wonderful.
It was wonderful. And that was my gift to you. And just to say, so much of you are willing to sacrifice so much of time to other people. So I just wanted to give it to you. And so if you've not heard from us in the last 10 days, it's because we have been celebrating our 57th wedding anniversary and 51 years of full-time ministry. We appreciate and thank you for those of you that sent us an offering, a gift, a letter, a card, whatever it may be, an email, a text. So very, very thankful and grateful for our church members. And if you're visiting Breakout Radio Church today, we want to say welcome. Welcome. And we do want to welcome a few new members. I've got them on my screen here. Brian and Shirley from Kodak, Tennessee, and Jennifer Wright from Brandenburg, Kentucky. Olga from El Paso, Texas. Wayne from Washington, D.C., and Kim from Germany. Angela from Chandler, Oklahoma, and Jennifer from Fort Worth, Texas. And it's so good to have you in church today. We had a wonderful time.
We did, and I'm so thankful for our team, because we couldn't have taken this time off without our team.
I know.
Stepping in and stepping up, and we have a wonderful team, and we're so thankful for all of you.
And Ian and Allison, they did such a great job, and I watched Allison's sermon. Boy, she can preach now.
She can preach.
She can not only prophesy, but she can preach. And Ian and Allison, they're a great team. They have a bright future, not only in business, but in ministry. Well, it's going to be a great day. They're with us, and we're glad that you are with us.
Yes.
And so they're going to come and join us in just a moment as we have some praise and worship. And Ian is going to come give you an opportunity to give, and I'm going to preach a sermon that God has put on my heart called the Billy Bob Principle, the Billy Bob Principle. So I want you to stay tuned. We're gonna pray right now, and Ian Allison can join us, and we're gonna pray, and then we're going to have some worship music, and we just believe that today is going to be a wonderful day.
Great day.
So it's an opportunity to for you to join us. We're thankful for our spiritual son and daughter Ian Allison that are with us here each Sunday, and so let's pray. Father, we just to set ourselves in agreement that your will, plan, and purpose is going to be done here at Breakout Radio Church, and broadcasting live from our ministry center here in Austin, Texas. We pray the will of God be done. We pray, Holy Spirit, that you would open our spiritual ears to hear, our spiritual eyes to see, our hearts to receive. We just declare it's going to be a wonderful day today. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. We're going to sing this morning about how great our God is. We're going to join in. How great is our God? He's a wonderful God. He's an awesome God. He's a mighty God. So join us today, if you will. How great is our God? He's an awesome God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Sing with me, how
great. Thank you, Jesus.
Is our God.
Thank you, Lord.
And all will see how great. How great is our God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
How great is our God.
Thank you,
yes. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. We love you, God. So great.
How great is our God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. How great. Thank you, Lord.
How great is our God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. You are a great God. How great is our God? There's no one like you. We worship you today. We honor you today. We magnify you, Lord. Worship him with us today. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Thank you, God. You're so great. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. We bless your name. Come on, let's worship him, church. He's worthy. He's worthy, worthy, worthy. Wherever you may be, let's worship him together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We love you today. We worship you today. We honor you today. We magnify you today. You're worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're so great. You're so awesome. You're so mighty. Lifting up holy hands to a holy God, church. Let's worship him this morning. We honor you today, God. We glorify your name. We bless your name. You're so awesome today. Thank you, Jesus. I love you, Lord. I love you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. We love you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. What an awesome God we serve. What an awesome God we serve. Well, it's so good to be in church. Hallelujah. To worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We're so very, very grateful. We just want to pray for you today. Those of you that are attending church today, you're attending Breakout Radio Church on TuneIn or by internet, bpnradio.com. We just want to speak a blessing over you. Whatever your need might be, Father, we just stretch out our hands to our radio audience today. So grateful that we have the opportunity to go into all the world and preach the gospel, to think that people all across America and nations of the world are joining us here today at Breakout Radio Church. It's mind-boggling. It's mind-boggling. And Lord, we are a house of prayer for all nations. Mm-hmm. We're a house of prayer for all nations, not just for one nation, but for all nations. And Lord, we just stretch out our hands to people across America, people that's having problems with their family, problems with finances, financial challenges, their ill health. Maybe they've got not a very good diagnosis, we pray. We pray for our daughter, Darla Gentry, who helps us here on Sunday morning. And she fell down some stairs this week and has had some serious injuries. Would you just pray for Darla Gentry? We pray for Darla. Pray that you would minister to her today. And whatever need you might have, we pray for you today in Jesus' name, because we know you're a good God, awesome God who heals. Lord, we just pray for those who need healing. Mm-hmm. In Jesus' name. Pray for some of our church members that have been diagnosed with cancer. We just ask God that you minister healing over them today. Whatever it may be, we pray for them right now. We pray for you. In Jesus' name. Holy Spirit would touch you. We reach out to you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God. Amen. And amen. And amen. Well, it's so good to have you in church. Ian Kiever is going to come and is going to give you an opportunity today to give. And Ian, God bless you.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Dale. It's good to see you. Good to be back here at church, at Breakout Radio Church. We sure love being here with you, Dale and Jean, and thank you for this opportunity. And you know, we love our members and those of you who are a part of this ministry and who continue to give faithfully. We just thank you for that. If this is obviously your first time here at Breakout Radio Church, we want to encourage you to head over to BPN Radio and click on our registration link. And I'm sorry, bpnradio.com, and click on the registration link and let us know, our membership link, and let us know a little bit about you. Let us know who you are. If you have not done that yet, we would encourage you to do so. And keep in mind that the church members list is here. It's printed off and prayed over daily. And that's something that all of the members of Breakout Radio Church know that they are prayed for. And again, we'd love to know who you are. So make sure you head over to bpnradio.com and fill out our registration link. And also at bpnradio.com, there is a donate button that allows our members to give their tithes and contributions each and every week. And you can do so again by clicking that donate button on bpnradio.com that allows you to give with your debit or credit card through PayPal. Or if you prefer to send your checks for your tithes and offerings, you can do so by sending that to Breakout Ministries, and that's P.O. Box 91985 in Austin, Texas, 78709. And I just want to share that, you know, a lot this week that the Lord's been lighting up in my life of where are those leaks in our boats financially. Sometimes when we have financial worries, we've fallen into the pattern of just unconscious spending out there and unconscious throwing our money out into the world without even really thinking about where it's going, or we have things that are being charged in our accounts that we're not sure where they come from, and it's not conscious. We want God wants people to be cheerful givers, to give and to release to Him what is His already, what He's given to you, and whether that's through finances, your time, or through service, that you know, we all take to our heart that it's an act of release to the Lord. And so I just want to pray for our members today and pray for those of you out there watching, that God highlight in your finances where you can sharpen your pencils. That we thank you, Lord, for all that you've given us. God, that we thank you for everything that comes into us, that we see ourselves as a river of your resources out to the world, Lord, that to your kingdom, God, where those resources can flow through us to be a blessing for others out there, God. Just light up those places and areas where we need to sharpen ourselves up, and where we can look where we might be wasteful or not being the best stewards of what you've given us, God, and that we can see those areas, and that we can turn those to be of good use for you, Lord. And we can take the where we may be mismanaging and turn it into good management, Lord, that we become better stewards of what is yours anyway, Lord. We thank you so much for all that you are doing in our lives and in this ministry, and for each of us out there, God, that we be released from financial burden, that we be released from health concerns, that we be released in any area of our lives where we have tension and are feeling that you're not there, God. We know you're there, Lord. Just help us light up those areas and set ourselves free from that you can set us free, Lord. We thank you for all of that, God. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen and amen. And again, if you're prepared to give, you can do so at bpnradio.com. And that donate button right there allows you to give, or you can send your checks payable to Breakout Ministries. That's P.O. Box 91985. That's Austin, Texas, 78709. And thank you guys so much. And y'all come on back in here.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you very much, Ian. Great job. And Gene, I just want to express our appreciation to those of you that are faithful givers, giving of your tithes and offering. You know, the Bible says in Malachi chapter 3, it says, prove me if I will not open you the windows of heaven. So Dale and Gene Gentry are living proof. After 57 years, we have been proving God by giving God our tithe and offerings. That is first 10% plus. We've given a lot more than 10% over the years. And we have proven God by putting Him first. And Breakout Radio Church is supported by you, our loyal members. And we are so very, very thankful and grateful when you give your tithes and offerings to help support this ministry. Gene and I used to be out traveling somewhere in the world almost every Sunday, but now here we are at Breakout Radio Church. And we would appreciate your faithfulness in giving. We know that God will bless you, and we bless you and express appreciation to you. Well, in a little while, we're going to pray. But first of all, I want to preach. Allison's going to be coming to pray in a little while. But first, I want to preach. And I have a word to share with you today from the book of Luke. The book of Luke, chapter number 11. And while you're turning to Luke chapter 11, I want to remind you that we'll also be having church at 10 a.m. this morning. And then at 8 o'clock tonight, and then throughout the week, 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. But today it's 8 a.m., 10 a.m., and then, of course, tonight at 8 p.m. So tell your friends about Breakout Radio Church. And if you'd like to be a member of Breakout Radio Church, we're a house without walls. with people joining us in many geographical locations. Okay, Luke chapter 11. I love this scripture, and I want to share it with you from Luke chapter 11, and I've got two or three versions I want to read from. But this is from the King James. Luke chapter 11, verse 5. He said to them, "Which of you shall have a friend?" It's good to have a friend. "And go to him at midnight and say to him, 'Friend, lend me three loaves. For a friend of mine has come to me on his journey, and I have nothing to set before him.' And he will answer from within and say, 'Do not trouble me. The door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed.'" Evidently, he was having a marital problem also. His children was in bed. All of his children was in bed with him. And he said, "I cannot rise and give to you. I say to you, though he will not rise and give to him because he is his friend, yet because of his persistence, he will rise and give him as many as he needs. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, it will be open." So I like this. I love this story of a friend his friend came to see him at midnight, and evidently 7-Eleven was already closed, and he had some sandwich meat, but he needed some bread. So he said, "Well, I'll just go next door. I have a great friend. He'll get up and he'll give me some bread." But it was not quite as simple as he thought it would be. He knocked on the door and he said, "Who is it?" He said, "It's me." And he said, "It's me, Billy Bob." And he said, "Well, what do you want?" He said, "Well, I want some bread. I need some bread. My friends came and he's hungry and I'd like to have some bread." He said, "Well, I can't give it to you." He said, "I'm already in bed with my children. Everybody's asleep." And but this guy would not take no for an answer. He would not take no for an answer. The Bible said that he kept knocking and knocking and knocking. And he kept saying, "No, I'm not going to get up." I like what the Message Bible, the translation the Message Bible has. It says, "Then he said, 'Imagine what would happen if you went to a friend in the middle of the night and said, "Friend, lend me three loaves of bread. An old friend traveling through just showed up, and I don't have a thing on hand.' The friend answers from his bed, 'Don't bother me. The door's locked. My children are down for the night, and I can't get up and give you anything. But let me tell you, even if he won't get up because he's a friend, if you stand your ground, knocking and waking all the neighbors, he'll finally get up and get you whatever you need." Here's what I'm saying. Ask and you'll get. Seek and you'll find. Knock and the door will open. Don't bargain with God. Be direct. Ask for what you need. So, I call this the Billy Bob Principle. And the reason I call it the Billy Bob Principle was because this reminds me of a little boy that used to come over to visit me not long after Gene and I had gotten married. He lived across the street. He didn't have a daddy in the home. And most every day when he would see me out in the yard, just briefly, he would come running across the street. Billy Bob, maybe was 8 or 9 years old. And he would come over and say, Mr. Gentry. He didn't ask, "Do you have time for me? Can I talk to you?" He just came in and he just came over and said, "Mr. Gentry." He would always go through the same scenario. He would always have the same conversation. He would say, "Mr. Gentry," and I'd say, "Yeah, Billy Bob." He said, "Do you know that I can walk?" I said, "You can?" He said, "I can walk, and I can walk fast, and I will walk." And he would start walking really fast. Every day he would do the same thing. He had the speech down, and he would start walking real fast, and then he would come back to me for affirmation. And I would say, "Billy Bob, you are a great walker. That is fantastic." And then he would say these words, "Mr. Gentry." And I would say, "Yes, Billy Bob. He said, I can run. I said, you can. He said, yes, I can run, and I can run fast. And he would just start running real fast, and I would clap for him, and he would come back, and I would say, Billy Bob, you are a great runner. He said, Mr. Gentry. I said, yes, Billy Bob. He said, I can mow. I said, you can mow? He said, yes, I can mow, and I can mow fast. And he would put his hand on an imaginary mower, and he would go all over my yard. And he would be mowing and mowing, and then he'd come running back to me, and I'd say, Billy Bob, you are a great mower. You are a fantastic mower. And then he would say goodbye, and then he would head across the street. And when he would see me out in the yard, and he did this for I don't know how long it went on, the times that Gene and I were living there before we moved away, every day running over, Mr. Gentry, I can. And so he was mentoring me for future ministry, because the words of Billy Bob have stuck with me all of these years. I don't know whatever happened to Billy Bob, but Billy Bob became a tremendous influence in my life. And so I was reading the other day from Ecclesiastes chapter 3, and the Bible says there is a time for everything. And I won't take time to mention all of those, but the Bible said there is a time to sow, a time to reap, a time to laugh, a time to cry. And so... But there is another principle that I call the Billy Bob principle, and that is a time to wait, and then there's a time to advance. And I believe that there are people that are attending Breakout Radio Church today that you have been waiting and waiting and waiting. I mean, the guy that needed the bread in Luke chapter 11, he did not just say, well, if it's the will of God that we eat tonight, then my friend Fred, he's gonna bring me some food. He'll bring me some bread. No, he went over and he began to knock on the door. And I don't believe it was just a loud knock. I believe the neighbors, he was waking up the neighbors as he was knocking loud and shouting, I need some bread, Fred. And he was saying, no, I'm not going to give it. But finally, because of his persistence, because of his tenacity, because of his bulldoggedness, he did. He got up, gave him, he said, here's some bread, here's some extra bread. Do you need some more? He gave him all that he needed. It was Jesus telling the story. Jesus was a great storyteller, and he told the story about the persistency, the tenaciousness of this man who needed some bread. It was an illustration, and it was an example to us that sometimes we need to wait. There's a time to wait, and then there's a time to advance. How are we going to know when it's the time to advance, when it becomes so urgent in your heart? And you know in your knower, I don't know where your knower is, it's somewhere in here, but you know in your knower the time has come to proceed, to advance. And some people live their whole life either looking at a red light or a yellow light. They're always so overly cautious. I know that there's a time for everything. But I believe that I'm preaching today to some people that know there's something in their heart, and you are to advance. You're to move forward. You are to proceed. Gene and I are celebrating 51 years of full-time ministry, starting out on March the 12th, 1967, and we knew that it was time. We knew that the circumstances were not right. You know, the Bible said if a farmer, if he waits for the right conditions, he will never sow any seed. If he says, well, maybe it's going to rain tomorrow, or maybe we're not going to have any rain for a while, the seed won't grow, and he watches and waits, but he never has a crop because he's just always waiting maybe for another time, a proper time, for the circumstances to align, and the circumstances may never be right. I just believe that the Holy Ghost is speaking to some people today that you are to advance, because you have said many times, you've quoted the scripture from the Apostle Paul, I can do all things. I can. And I say that a lot. I can. But there comes a time that you not only say, I can, but you say, I will. Billy Bob, Billy Bob did not just say, I can walk. He said, I will walk. I will walk fast. He not only said, I can run. He didn't just say, Mr. Gentry, I can run, but he just stands there and does nothing. He begins to run. I will. So there is an I can and I will. I can and I will. You know, Gene and I, in 2001, we were living in England. We came back to America to lead a revival in a church that we'd been ministering at for a long time in Roswell, New Mexico, the Gate Church in Roswell. And we started a revival. We left a lot of our stuff there in England. We went back to America, to Roswell, New Mexico, to minister for a longtime friend of mine, John Ogle. And we started preaching the revival. And, I mean, incredible things happened. In the fifth week of the revival, he came to me and said, Dale, I'm going to Dallas. I've accepted the pastor of a church in Dallas, and I'm going to leave the church with you. So instead of staying 5 weeks, we stayed for 5 years. And we got a prophetic word one day. Your season has come to a close. Gene and I knew that was a confirming word. So we made plans to leave, and we didn't want to leave the church without another leader. So we began to pray. And I contacted two or three of my friends, and they said, we'll pray. And one day, Gene and I were driving home from Amarillo, Texas, and the Holy Spirit spoke to me the name of our school administrator. He was one of the elders in our church, and his name was Rick Rapp. And he said, he's going to be the next pastor. Well, he'd never pastored a church. He'd never led a church. He'd been a school administrator. You know, sometimes we can get locked in by just doing one thing and say, well, I've got this responsibility. But I've heard the Holy Spirit say many times it's easier to do three things rather than one thing. So I said to Gene, I just heard the Holy Ghost say that our successor is to be Rick and Linda Rapp. And she said, well, Dale, he's never pastored a church before. He's hardly even preached in the church. Maybe the 5 years we've been here, maybe two or three times he's preached. I know in the natural the way that sounds, but I know that I've heard the voice of the Lord. So we get home, we call up Rick and Linda Rapp, and they were shocked. They said, oh, well, Rick said to me, I've never even thought about this, but you must understand, unto him who's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Sometimes God begins to speak to us and put things in our heart that we have never even thought about. So he said, I've never thought one time about being the pastor of this church. I said, well, the Holy Ghost spoke to me and said that you and Linda were to lead this church. He said, well, we'll pray about it. In a few days, they went away and prayed, and he came back and said, yes, we believe this is a word from God. So I said, we'll announce Sunday that you're going to be the new pastors, the new lead pastors of this church, and we'll get a confirmation from the congregation, because I know they love you very much. I believe you can lead a school, and you can also lead a church as well. So on that Sunday morning, I went to my office real early, and I was praying, and I get this phone call. And Rick is on the line, and he's saying, Pastor, we can't do it. I said, what are you talking about? We're all ready to make the announcement this morning. He said, we can't do it. I said, why can't you do it? He said, well, my wife Linda says she doesn't believe that she's capable of being a pastor, and she's not a Gene Gentry, and he goes on, and just says, we can't do it. So they come to my office. I sit across from them, and they are explaining why they can't do it. And Linda begins to go, his wife begins to tell me why she's not going to be able, they're not going to be able to be the pastors of the church, out of her inadequacies and all of her inabilities. And, you know, God really doesn't want to hear that. He doesn't want to hear that. So, you know, I could have said, well, you know, like I do a lot of times, well, I understand. If you don't feel that it's right, you can't ignore that. But suddenly the Billy Bob anointing came upon me. The Billy Bob principle came. And I said to Linda, I said, you can pastor this church. You can lead this church. And then I said, and you will lead this church. When I get my finger out now, I'm pretty serious. You will lead this church. And she looked at me and said, yes, Pastor. That morning I made the announcement. I said, everybody that believes that Ricky and Linda Rapp are to be your next pastors, I want you to stand. The whole congregation stood. 100% confirmation. And Gene and I laid hands on them. And that was in 2006. Here we are in 2018. For the past 12 years, they have led that church, doing a much better job, I think, than we did. And it's amazing the fruit from their ministry, leading a school that now has about 400 students and leading that church with hundreds of members, and just doing an incredible job. All I get is wonderful reports from Roswell, New Mexico, about Pastor Rick and Linda Rapp. But somebody had to say, you can and you will. It's called the Billy Bob Principle. And when I think about the Billy Bob Principle, I think about my cousin, Ray Watkins. And most people didn't know him as Ray Watkins. They knew him as Little Ray because he was 4'11". He never made it to 5 foot. But I would say, other than Billy Bob, he was the most tenacious young man I ever met. He was my first cousin. We lived about 20 miles apart. We lived in Comanche, Oklahoma. He lived in Marlow, Oklahoma. And sometimes he and his mother would come to visit, and he would always, particularly if it was summertime, he would always want me to go home with him. And he would say, Aunt Delia, my mother's name was Delia Gentry, but they all called her Dealer. Aunt Dealer, he would say, Del Wayne's going to go home with me. He called me Del Wayne. Del Wayne's going to go home with me. No, Little Ray can't go this time. Yes, let him go. And let's flip a coin. And eventually I would have my suitcase and I would be off with Little Ray, because he would be so persistent that he would literally wear my mother down. And she was a pretty staunch lady and took a lot to wear down, but she became so frustrated with his persistency and his tenaciousness that she would finally give in, say, okay. One summer in 1957, I was 13, and we were just about the same age. Little Ray came to my town. My dad was a pastor of a church there. It was just a little town, it was a hot August day. And Little Ray said to me, Del Wayne, let's go swimming today. I said, we don't have a swimming pool in town. I said, all my friends, we go out to the lake and go swimming. He said, I don't want to swim in some muddy lake. He said, I want to swim in a swimming pool. I said, Little Ray, we're not like Marlow. We don't, this little town that my dad is, we're living in, we don't have a swimming pool. He said, you mean there's not a swimming pool in all of this town? I said, well, there's one, but it's behind a rich man's house. And I remember every day on my way to school, there was this big colonial type house in that little town. And my friends would say to me, that's where the rich man lives. And he's got a maid. And he's got a big swimming pool behind his house. And they said, you can never go there. Don't go near his house. He does not want anybody, will not let anybody swim in his pool. I said, he won't let anybody. No, it's just for him. And he's a bachelor. Nobody can swim in his pool. So I was explaining that to Little Ray that day, that summer day in 1957. And when I told Little Ray the story, he said to me, Del Wayne, we'll swim in that pool today. I said, no. He said, we can and we will. I said, no, we can't do that. I mean, we can't go near his house. He said, yes, we will. And he began to get his bathing suit on. He said, Del Wayne, put your bathing suit on. We're going to go down and we're going to swim. We can and we will swim in that swimming pool. He talked me into it. I couldn't believe that he was talking me into it, because all those months we'd gone by the house and I knew that we couldn't swim there. That was no way. But he said, there's a way to do this. And I've learned over the years, where there seems to be no way, there is a way. I'm telling you today, church, Where there seems to be no way, there is a way. Whatever God has put in your heart, whatever God has talked to you about, it may be risky business, but there's a way to do it. So little Ray talked me into it. He said, get your swimming trunks on, put your jeans back on. And so I couldn't believe as we walked down the street that I'd let little Ray talk me into this. I kept arguing, saying, little Ray, we can't do it. He said, we can and we will. So we get up to the door, and he's having to coax me. Come on, Del Wayne, we're going to swim today. And we were knocking on the door. Little Ray was standing there, knocking on the door, knocking. And finally, the lady, I guess that was the maid, came to the door and opened the door. It had a screen door on it. And she said, boys, what can I help you with? And little Ray said, we came to swim in this swimming pool. Oh, and he said, is the man of the house here? So she said, looked at us, kind of smiled a little bit, because little Ray kept saying, is the man of the house here? So she said, wait just a moment. And pretty soon this guy came to the door. I think he was 10'7" tall. That's the way it appeared to me. And he was looking down at us. And I remember he didn't have a smile on his face. He had a kind of a stern face. And he said, can I help you boys? And little Ray said to him, me and my cousin, he had to point because I was standing back. I don't know how many feet, but he said, me and my cousin, Del Wayne, we have come to swim in your swimming pool. And he looked at us. And then he said, okay, go get your swimming trunks on. And little Ray said, we already have them on. You know, the Bible said without faith, it's impossible to please God. And faith is a point of action. I can is a confession. It's a profession. But we know that I will is a verb. It's a form of action. I will do this. Not only can I walk fast, but I will walk fast. Not only can I run, but I will run fast. Not only can I build that, but I will build it tall. I will build it well. And so there has to be some faith. We got to have faith feet. We can hear it. We can see it. We can say, I can do all things through Christ. And that is a good profession. That is a good confession. But there needs to be some action that is connected to what we have confessed or professed. We could have said all day, I can swim in that swimming pool. I could do that if I wanted to. But no, Ray, little Ray said, we'll do it today. And so the man opened the screen door for us. We went through that palatial type home out to the back yard and with our jeans off and our swimming trunks on, we dove into the pool. And all that I could think about was if my friends could only see me now. If they could see me now, because they've told me all this time, you can't swim in that pool. Nobody could swim in that pool. But that day, little Ray taught me the Billy Bob principle. I can and I will. So there comes a time where you say, I can do that. I've dreamed about that. I've put it down on paper. I've written the vision. I've made it plain. There just comes a day when you have to do it. There came a day that Gene and I knew that we were to go live on bpnradio.com. And I'd been recording one program for over a year, and it was played 24 hours a day. But there came a day I told Michael Schonborn, we're going to go live. And so we set a date, and the date come, and we weren't able to catch the wave. But I said, we're going to go live. And we set another date, and it just didn't happen. Finally, we set a time in March, 2 years ago, that we were going to go live. So we have now been on live radio 2 years ago this month, probably about this day. And we went live on bpnradio.com. We no longer were relying on how we could do recordings, but we can broadcast live. That's what we're doing on bpnradio.com right now. We declared one day we're going to turn it on, and we're going to do it. We don't know how we're going to do it, but there is a way. And I found somebody that would help me. There is somebody waiting to help you fulfill your dreams and visions. Peter caught fish, but he needed some partners to help him fill the boats. There's somebody out there. So I'm here to tell you, I'm going to look you right in the face, and I'm going to say these words to you. I'm going to look you right in the face, even if you're listening on bpnradio.com or tune in. Not only can you do something that God has put in your heart, but you will. You must declare, I can and I will. I can and I will. I can and I will. So I'm declaring today that you can and that you will. You will. You will. So I pray for you right now. Lord, I pray for people that are attending Breakout Radio Church, listening to bpnradio.com on their smartphone, on their computer, or watching by Facebook Live. They have these things in their heart, but they feel like there's just no way it's ever going to happen. But I declare today that God is a great God and that all things are possible and nothing is impossible. You can do all things. Sure, we know that. But it's got to go further than that. You must declare, I will, and you will do something. You will do something to begin to build your faith. Faith without works is dead, being alone. So I pray for you today in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And there are some of you that are watching today, and you've never accepted Jesus as your Savior. And there's some thoughts going through your head. I just can't live up to it. If I was to give my life to God, I could not serve Him successfully. I could not be pleasing. But you can and you will. I'm going to pray with you today. Those of you that have never accepted Jesus, or maybe you're far away from God, you've become disappointed in yourself, you become disappointed in God. We serve a great God. And I pray for you right now in Jesus' name. Would you say these words after me? Lord Jesus, I believe You're the Son of God. I believe You died on the cross for my sins. I believe You arose on the third day. And I ask You, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. I accept You as my Lord and my Savior. In Jesus' name. If you said that prayer, I want to welcome you to the kingdom of God. Your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And if you'd like to be a member of Breakout Radio Church, then all you have to do is go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and click on Breakout Radio Church. And there is a membership link. Well, I'm going to ask Allison Kieber to come. She did a great job preaching last week, and she's going to pray for you and just encourage some of you that your faith is, you just say, well, I'm not sure. I just believe we're gonna seal the deal. So, Allison, why don't you come and pray for the church today?
Oh, I'd be honored to pray for y'all. And what a great message today. And I had to chuckle because I've already read Dale's book, God Assignments, but God had taken me to it last week, and how fitting that the chapter that he actually had me turn to was the chapter where you were sharing that story about little Ray. And I just had to chuckle because God is so faithful to remind us when he's trying to say something to us. Right? And so I heard that, and I hear you, Lord. I hear you loud and clear that I can. And Father God, I just, today I pray for all of those who heard the message today, and some of us that are maybe wrestling with the message today, and wrestling with where we're at, wrestling with what God has for us, where God wants to take us. One of the things that I heard today was that some of us are, we keep coming to God with saying, you know, God, my path seems so crooked. My path seems so crooked, and yet these other people, their path seems so straight. And in Ecclesiastes, God reminds us that all of our paths are different, that each one of our paths are different, but each one of us, if we just follow the same simple truth of a reverence for God, right, that God has a plan for each and every one of us, that he has given favor to us, that he did not forget us, that he has not discounted us. And I just today I was praying as I was praying over there for those who have been bound up by strongholds. Yes. There's many of us who are facing strongholds, and what a stronghold is a stronghold is the lies and the deceptions that we have believed. That have made us have a habit of faulty thinking, yeah. Right? Many of us, there's this stronghold, and I did a teaching this last week on deliverance, and this has sat really strong with me as usually when we teach about something, we end up having to walk through a lot of it ourselves, and I've had to walk through some of these strongholds. These lies and this deception. And as Pastor Dale was praying for you all, I heard that loud and clear that some of us we're so wrapped up in these strongholds that we're fearing God more than we're believing God. Yeah. And that's a lie. Yeah. That's a lie that the enemy wants to tell us to fear God and to fear him in an unhealthy way. Like that he doesn't love us the way that his word tells us that he loves us, that he doesn't believe us the way that he maybe believed in someone like David, right? And I was led to Psalms 34:4. When I needed the Lord, I looked for him. I called out for him, and he heard me, and he responded. Now, this was said to have been written when David was pretending to be insane to protect himself from the Philistines. So that there are times when we just all we can do, all we have left is to simply cry out, but not from a place of fear. Not because we're fearing God's wrath, but because we're believing in his love. And today I'm believing that each and every one of you heard those words of I can and I will. And I pray that each and every one of us that we have a little ray in our lives. We have a little ray for someone to each and every time that we want to come forward with an excuse of but God doesn't want to hear our buts. Because he says, "No, I know what I put inside of you. I know what I gave you. So those, your butts don't matter here. So when you come to me with your I cans. Come to me with your I wills. Come to me with faith and belief of the promises that I have put inside of you." And we thank you, Jesus, that you have placed promises inside of each and every one of us. You have placed things inside of us that do not make sense in the natural. That it takes an act of faith to see those things come forward. For some of us, it's simply the belief that we can release those strongholds. Those demons who we've given them legal rights to come in. Yeah. We've given them legal rights to stay. Yeah. That we have the power through God's promise to cast those out, to release those. That's right. Because we can and because we will. And I encourage each and every one of you that if you're struggling like Linda was, right? Like if you're struggling with thinking of being overwhelmed with the, I don't know how I can. It's impossible. It just seems impossible. I don't know how I can do this. You must have heard God wrong, right? Is struggling with that. I pray that each and every one of you search out the little rays in your life. That you search out those people who will call you out, who will say, I'm not going to stand with you in your excuses. I'm not going to sit here in the mud with you. We're going to go up to this house and we're going to knock. We're going to knock until they answer. And we're going to seek. And we're going to seek. And it's interesting because when Pastor Dale shared from Luke, all I heard was Matthew 7:7. Matthew 7:7, right? Which it's God says the same thing in Matthew 7:7, right? Ask and you shall receive. Right? What is it today, church, that you need to ask God for? Do you need to ask him for his help to release some of these strongholds? Do you need to ask him to, as my husband prayed, to help you sharpen your pencil? Ask him to point out where it is that you need to be a better steward. Because let me remind you that God has promotion waiting for you. He has a promotion waiting for you. And there is a reason why you have not walked into that promotion. There's some strongholds that need to be released. There's some legal rights that we have given the enemy that need to be cast out. And you can. You can. Because we all serve the same God. He can do the things that he did with David, he can do through you. Yes. His word tells us that he's always been the same and always will be. And I just pray for each and every one of you. I reach out my hand and I bless you. I bless the journey, the path that you are on, that it is your path. And whether it's crooked or straight, that you look up and you thank God for each and every step of the path. For there have been some crooks in your path that God has used to build you up, to strengthen your faith, to prepare you for the promotion that is waiting. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for each and every step that you walk us through, Jesus. Thank you that there are colonial houses with big, beautiful pools that are waiting for us to swim in, God. That we may live in one place and think in the natural that can never be possible. But in the supernatural, God says, yes, just keep knocking. Just keep knocking. Ask and you shall receive. Cry out and I will hear you. And not only will he hear you, church, but he will respond.
That's right.
His word is his promise to us. Church, if you're struggling today, if you're struggling with these strongholds, God's word tells us to dive in. How do we break free of those strongholds? We dive into his word. We dive into his word. Church, I bless you. I bless the path that is laid before you. And I bless that today's message just encouraged you to keep forging forward. To keep seeking, to keep knocking, to keep asking. I had a great mentor of mine one tell me that those who do not ask will not get. You have to ask to get. You have to ask to get, church. You have to ask to get. God wants you to come and ask him. He wants you to be bold and tenacious and persistent in the meantime. So many of us standing in the meantime. If this is your meantime, keep asking, keep being bold, keep being tenacious, and keep being persistent. Thank you, Jesus, for your message today. And we bless you, church, in Jesus' name.
Thank you. We just reach out our hands and we bless all of you right now. And don't let this word fall to the ground. Take this word and go with it and allow the Holy Spirit to work in your life. We bless you in the name of Jesus. And have a wonderful day. Thanks for coming to church today at Breakout Radio Church. God bless.
We love you.
We love you.